Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, guess who's around the table today? This is my big opportunity for the 2020 year when I can get Paul Bashan, who has absolutely the busiest schedule of any man in York County, here at the Straight Talk table to talk about York Electric Co-op. How are you, Mr. Presidente?
I don't know about Presidente, but I'm very thankful to be here with you. And a little plug for where we're sitting. I think we're looking forward to having lunch together. So, we're not just here, we're eating.
Oh, yeah. That's how we catch up. Once a year, we get together at the Straight Talk table. So, you know what? All kidding aside, since you were last here, I'll bet you we've had 10 or 20,000 new people move into York County, many of whom probably have never heard of York Electric Co-op. They probably don't know who I am, and they probably don't know who you are.
Probably not, but, I mean, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing, Manny, I would say, though, I was thinking about it. 45 is a special number for you. You've, I don't know if your listeners know, but I mean, you said you lost 45 pounds.
I did.
I called you Skinny Minnie when I walked in. And then you've been married now for 45 years.
That's correct. How about that?
That's amazing.
You're the first one to put those two numbers together.
Well, you know, Clemson education, what can I say?
It's that engineering background.
That's exactly right.
Tell everybody a little bit about Paul Bashan.
Sure. Been in York County 31 years. Grew up in Mount Pleasant, down there on the coast. Went to Clemson and been here. Got a wife, a wife and three kids, and they're all grown now and out of the nest. And the high point of my day is to be here with you, boss.
The man should have been public relations. Hard to believe. I always commend Paul Bashan because he's an engineer by trade, which means he could sit here and go through all kinds of gobbledygook about wires and meters and voltage and all this kind of stuff.
You got some good terms there, yeah.
That's about all I know about engineering. But you're also very clairvoyant. You're very personable. You're easy to talk to.
That will not get you a reduction in your power bill, sorry.
But you know what can get me a reduction in my power bill?
What's that?
May 9th. If I come to the annual meeting, and if you have never been to the annual meeting of the York Electric Co-op, you missed an experience. There will be, what, 5,000 people there?
Oh, no. We'll have almost 4,000 people registered. So when you count the wives, the grandkids, and we'll have sometimes 10,000, 12,000 people on the grounds.
10,000 or 12,000 people. This is where you're going to get the cheapest hot dog, a quarter.
25 cents, yeah.
25 cents. And a dime Coke.
We have Diet Coke, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. You also will be able to put your stub from your electric bill, or they scan it now, I guess.
But you still get a stub for the prize drawing.
That's right. But this is a chance to get a reduction on your electric bill for 1 month.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. We're actually going up this year. We have been doing a $15 credit for everybody who comes. We're doing $20 this year.
You're enticing me to come now.
$20
is my sweet spot.
There you go. You'll be there. Plus a chance to win a pickup truck. We have about $3,500 worth of door prizes to give away. And we have stuff for the kids. We have inflatables. It's kind of like the old county fair and you get paid to come to.
All right, so this is on May 9th. The gates open at what time?
7:30.
7:30 in the morning. The business meeting is at what time?
Noon.
So you can come and just eat hot dogs all day long.
That's right. And we have medics there in case you get sick.
Have you ever run out of hot dogs?
Oh, every time. We cook 8,000 hot dogs, and usually we run out sometime around noon. But it's a lot of fun. The Rotary Club cooks them, so we do a donation to them, help them out, and it's a great event.
All right, so for those who may be new to the South and never heard of what a co-op is, I hope they're getting a flavor for it because it's a lot different than what they may be used to as far as a Northeastern utility. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about co-ops.
A co-op is a unique way of doing things, but they've been around for hundreds of years. Basically, we provide power to the members at what it costs to get it to them. So there's no stockholders who make a profit. And the cool thing about it is anything we make, we give back to our customers. A matter of fact, last year, we gave two doses of money back to our members. We gave $3 million back to our customers based on how much power to use during certain years. So we just gave that cash back to those customers as a thank you. So every year we give back money. This year the board's approved giving back $2 million. That will be in May.
Right. And I can tell you it's for real because I get one of those nice little checks every year, and I thank you for it. Where I have lived since I moved here 35 years ago, I've always been a co-op customer.
Thank you.
So I've got longevity now.
Yes.
And that counts, doesn't it?
That counts, yeah.
That counts, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those checks are good. That's good for an evening out on the town.
Sometimes it comes out to about 1 month's power bill or maybe three-quarters of a month's power bill.
Yeah,
so it's a good stuff. But further to answer your question, we serve about 63,000 meters in Chester, York, Lancaster, and Cherokee counties. And We just try to get power to people, get power back on quickly, and I think the folks who've been around know that we pride ourselves in getting the power back on real quick after storms and outages.
So the co-ops really got started in rural areas where there was not primary utility service.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now those rural areas are not so rural anymore, correct?
Correct.
Oh, my. I mean, let's just take a look at one of your primary target areas is Fort Mill.
Right.
And when you all got the Fort Mill territory, eons ago, there wasn't anything there.
Yeah, Duke didn't want to serve it because there was a few pig farms and Pleasant Road, which is right now what is probably 2,000 homes on Pleasant Road, used to be a couple farms, and that was it. But, you know, things have changed a lot.
Yeah, who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? Okay, so you all employ roughly how many people?
Well, we have about 108, 109 employees. Okay. We have some contractors help us out, of course.
Sure.
So we say we affect probably 170 paychecks, but
significant. I'm just watching this guy come in on a cane. I'm saying, oh, boy, I'm glad that's him and not me. All right, growth. That has been the big word on your radar screen for a number of years. When you talk about 63,000 meters, here's a numbers question for the engineer. What percentage of those meters have been put online, let's say, in just the last 5 years?
Well, we were back in 2017, 2018, we were growing about maybe 8.5%, 9%, which is huge. Now that number's dropped down to 4 or 5%, so I probably can't do the math off the top of my head, but it's a pretty significant. I'd say we were adding about 3,500, 4,000. We're doing about less than 3,000 a year now adding.
And when you take a look at your peer groups of co-ops across the state, how many are there?
There are 20 co-ops across the state.
Are we, like, one of the fastest growing?
We historically, in the last 10 years, have been, percentage-wise, the fastest growing in South Carolina.
Shoot.
The Charleston area has been second. The Myrtle Beach area has been right there. So it's usually one of those three areas that fastest growing.
So when it gets to be 8% and 9% growth like you've had until recently, does that put a lot of pressure on you guys in terms of trying to meet that demand?
It does. When you do the math, one time we were connecting 20-some homes and businesses a day. And also you think about how much that costs. So we were going through tens of millions of dollars of power lines, transformers, poles, trying to keep up with that. So it's good it slowed down some. We needed a break. Even though it's still growing very, very fast.
All right. So you have a board of directors, all right, and I know they're elected. I don't know what their terms are. But
Three-year terms.
I see them out there campaigning at the annual meeting, right? I'm going to ask one of them if they'll buy me a hot dog.
There you go.
But you also, when you sit down with your board, you just finished doing a 2019 year in review. And if you would, let's highlight that if you could.
Yeah, we do a retreat with the board every fall, and we talk through things that are going on, and I do a look back, and we at the retreat in September, we did a look back at 2018, and I thought it would be good just to share real quick some of the things that we share with the board, and I'll be real quick about this. But our controllable expenses per meter were the lowest of any co-op in South Carolina. Our rates are the residential rates that are lowest among any utility in South Carolina. There may be something, somebody doesn't publish their rates, but far as we know, we're the lowest in South Carolina. Our operating cost per meter was the lowest among any co-op in South Carolina. And our overtime percentage is the lowest. And that includes Hurricane Florence, which it was in 2018. Our percentage growth, you talked about that. And I'll give a shout-out to our employees. We have the number of meters per employee. So, in other words, how efficiently our employees work is the best of any co-op in South Carolina. So we kicked there 63,000 meters with 108 employees is pretty good. Our system reliability was rated the best among the co-ops in South Carolina. And two more real quick, Manning. One is our customer satisfaction score. Last time we had this done, and this is done for companies across the whole country. So Chick-fil-A, Ruth Chris, Ritz-Carlton, Southwest Airlines all participate in the same survey we do. We got the highest score of any company in the country. So it's hard to imagine beating somebody like Chick-fil-A, but we actually did, and we were shocked, but we were thankful that, and that just goes to our employees. They really have a passion of taking care of the members, and so we try to take care of the employees, and we were rated one of the best places to work in South Carolina, too. So that balance of take, we believe you take care of the employee well, they're going to take care of the member well, and we balance that out pretty well.
Well, boy, if you can beat Chick-fil-A when it comes to service, you have really done something.
But we're not going there for lunch. We're staying here today.
Substation's exactly right. Okay, so when you, and you may have said this and I missed it, but when you take a look, I know the city of Rock Hill all the time is gauging itself against like 15 or 20 other municipalities
right.
in terms of their overall rates for water, sewer, electricity, all that kind of stuff. Do you do the same thing when it comes to your rates that you're charging for electricity as far as measuring yourself against other co-ops?
We measure against other co-ops, but also against all the power companies in the southeast and in the state. Because right now there's two major power suppliers in the state, of course, besides Santa Cooper. You got Duke Power and Dominion. Dominion bought SCNG, which is the lower part of the state. And then you got a lot of cities that do electricity, and you got the 20 co-ops.
So you're doing very well when it
yes,
comes to the rates.
Very thankful.
And people need to understand, you don't generate the power.
Right.
You buy the power.
Right. Our power comes from two sources. We buy some from Santa Cooper and some from Duke Energy.
All right. So your 2019 summary, 2018 summary was very good. When you talk about all these, I mean, you can hardly go by a week without reading some kind of publication, maybe the Charlotte Business Journal, talking about these large utilities doing more with solar, doing
right.
more with wind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where are you all with that as far as York Electric Co-op?
Well, our power comes from a co-op called Central. They negotiate jointly for everybody, all 20 in the state, with Santa Cooper and Duke. And Central has some solar. They're actually working on some more solar. And the good thing about it is, if you look at the mix, our percentage of power coming from coal is dropping every year. So less and less is coming from coal. More is coming from renewables. And that's good for the member at the end of the line, but that's good for the environment. It's a win for everybody.
Now, here in York County, you have a couple of your own solar farms, do you
right.
not? They are where?
One is on Springdale Road, over not far from the Galleria, right near the Pepsi Distribution Center.
Yeah.
And the other is in our industrial park in York, East York Industrial Park. So those two, we're considering even doing a third because we just recently, at the end of the year, sold out those two farms.
You can't put any more customers on there.
Right.
Whew. So if somebody signs up, I want to sign up for a solar power from wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Is the rate for that power about the same as what I'm going to pay from if I'm getting it from the traditional source? How does that work?
It's a little complicated to explain on the radio. I better have had a piece of paper in front of you, but basically...
Keep it simple.
Yes, sir, I will. Basically, you buy a share of what that solar farm puts out.
Right.
And then we give you a credit for that power off your power bill.
All right.
And what people always want to know, what's my payback? If I buy into a solar farm, what's the payback? We told people it would be 6 years, but it looked like the payback's been about... right up four and a half years.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
So you've got a lot of demand for more solar power?
Right, and we're working on some plans, an interim plan, if people want more shares of a solar farm until we can until we can build the next solar farm. We can help people out with something in between.
And I guess the biggest thing with a solar farm is you got to find a place where you put it up. And then you got a rather large investment buying all those panels and hooking that thing up. And that's where the return comes into the people who buy in.
Did you know a little note you might not be aware of? I know you're very smart, man. did you know on a full moon, a solar farm will produce a little bit of power? On a clear night and a full moon, it actually produces a little bit of power.
So a solar farm that you have right now, how many do you put business customers on there or just strictly residential?
Right now it's residential. We may have one or two business customers bought in. We limit it to 5 kW for each member because we want let many people to be able to share in it. So we didn't let a business come in and buy half the farm.
Okay. So one farm could, one of the farms that you have now could handle how many residential customers? 20, 30, 40?
More than that. The one we just built is about 250 kW. So if say the average person gets 3 kW, so, you know, what is that? So that's 80,
quite a number.
90.
Yep. Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, now we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magical way we do it is in these white letters on this cue card. And we're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend AMP. Dividend AMP is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop. Paul Bash is with us, President and CEO of York Electric Cooperative. And we get together every once a year just to reacquaint ourselves.
Sometimes twice a year.
Yeah, sometimes twice a year. That's true. One of the things that we have not talked about that the co-op does, which quite frankly is it just helps out so many organizations and individual nonprofits is what I'm trying to say, is your Operation Roundup.
Right.
Anybody who sees a co-op bill, you know, your bill may be $129.85. Well, it becomes $130. Mm-hmm. That extra 15 cents goes into the Roundup pool, and when you take it across 63,000 customers, and I don't know what percentage participate, but it comes up to a chunk of money.
Oh, yeah. We've given back to community right at $3 million. And so it's been great. We're up to 70-some percent of our members participating in Roundup. And basically, just a quick education for newcomers on how that works is that money goes into an account, and then we have some of our members that are the Roundup board, and they determine where that money goes in a quarterly meeting, and that money helps all kind of organizations. Oh, yeah. We help individuals, like it could be like a veteran who has surgery and needs a ramp to get his wheelchair up. You know, that money will go to build ramps. It'll help people with all kind of bills. So it's mainly helping organizations who help the people.
Yeah, and I'm going to thank you publicly because the Operation Roundup group helped Pathways out, mm-hmm. gave us a generous grant of, I think it was $10,000.
Correct.
To help us get up and get running. And it makes a huge difference. But the beauty is, it's really not any money coming out of anybody's pocket. It's just change every month. It's just change. And a 70% participation rate, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Has that just grown? I mean,
it has grown. It used to be in the 50s, and now it's up maybe 72%. And so, you know, it's we kind of joke about being small change making big change. You know, that 10, 15 cents adds up to millions of dollars. And I want to give you a shout out for your work with Pathways and your leadership there. I mean, what a great organization. I've been through there several times and doing some great work in the community. So thank you.
Well, thank you as well.
Thousands of people all across Radio Land are clapping for you right now.
Well, I'm not going to start a mutual admiration society to tell everybody what you've been doing, but we'll just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I know you spent an awful lot of time on last year, you and everybody who was in Columbia, is this issue about Santee Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned before, the co-ops buy a lot of their power mm-hmm. from Santee Cooper. So what happens to Santee Cooper is obviously of interest to you.
That's correct. And because of all this going on, we can't talk particulars, and I know you understand that. But
sure.
So what happened is the governor wanted to sell Santee Cooper after what happened with the nuclear plant, which is very unfortunate. And so last year we went through they put together a committee that was made up of senators and representatives, and they took some non-binding proposals to see if people were interested in buying Santee Cooper. And then at the end of the session last year, the state passed a law that said, hey, we're going to take actual bids to sell Santee Cooper. We're going to take proposals to manage Santee Cooper and also give Santee Cooper an opportunity to reform himself and their pricing and that sort of thing. And so that process has been going on. The Department of Administration, which is actually in the governor's office, has been handling that. And they're to give a report back to the legislature very soon.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Of course, the governor's made no bones about it. He'd like to sell the doggone thing because there's a big, big debt that is owed.
Right.
And Santee Cooper's got half of that debt. The other half was taken care of by Dominion Energy's purchase of
SCNG.
I get all these names mixed up. Anyway, it's a big issue, and I'm sure it's going to dominate the General Assembly. But I know that they looked at the co-ops, you know, as far as what your input is, because you represent the biggest, as a group, the biggest purchaser, right?
We are about 70% of what Santee Cooper generates, we buy. So we're a big player in what happens. But I will tell you this for the folks out there listening, their co-op members, and I told you this before, Manning, I can't speak to what will happen or even say what I want to happen, but the bottom line is we want to do what's best for the person in the line. And whatever that comes out to be, whatever's best for that, I call it the little old lady at the end of the line, we're going to advocate strongly to make that happen. I don't know what it'll be. We don't know, and I don't want to hazard a guess, but that's what we're going to put all our energy into when that time comes.
Just a curious question about the co-op's input to this whole process. I mean, do you all have a group of representatives of the co-ops that are dealing with whatever committee that's dealing with all this stuff?
Central, who's the one who buys that power together, is involved with the Department of Administration in their process in some of the talks and some of the negotiations.
So we're optimistic that this is going to get resolved this year.
We hope so. That's what the governor said is going to happen. So We'll see what he says.
Well, there's been some interesting interest from people who say they want to buy the thing.
Right.
Some of the big boys across the country. I don't know. I never have understood. You tried to explain this to me once before, but being a non-engineer, I'm not on the same wavelength as you about how somebody who's halfway across the country can use something over here to generate power to help. I don't get all that stuff.
I'm not going
to
do that pond analogy I gave you before.
Please don't. All right, so where do we go from here? I know you, the co-op, has been very involved with economic development. You've been at the table with the York County Economic Development Board for as long as I can remember. And what we're seeing here is a continued interest in York County. People want to come here. You all have been very involved with industrial parks. I mean, my gosh, you've got your own, the East York Industrial Park.
Correct.
And how's that thing doing?
Well, it's been around since the 80s, and we're probably down to only two sites left, and which is great, is that's creating jobs on the western side of the county.
Right.
And all three of the companies in there right now are looking at expanding, so that's a positive.
So does that mean that at some point you might want to replicate that business park?
We're having conversations with our board of what we want to do down the road, and but we just want to, you know, measure twice and cut once and do a good job with that. And somebody may out there saying, well, why does my power company care about economic development? So, and I get that question. It's a very good question. And I think the answer is, well, first of all, a lot of these industries use power 24 hours a day.
Right.
Power is cheaper in the middle of the night.
Right.
When you're at home in your bed and the heat's cut back and you're not watching TV or whatever. So if we can sell them power in the middle of the night, it helps lower the costs for your rates. So that's one thing. Another thing, it helps build tax base, which nobody likes paying taxes. And it creates jobs. Now, you know, jobs are not a big issue right now because unemployment is so low. But if you remember back, 08, when we had high unemployment, jobs were important.
Double digit, yeah. Well, to me, it's very simple. If companies like York Electric Co-op don't step up to help out with industrial parks or elected officials like City of Rock Hill or York County, these parks aren't going to be built. And we live in a world now where industry expects sites to be ready, our building to be there. Mm-hmm. And every time you build one of these buildings, I know, you know, it's a high-risk venture. You don't know whether it's going to go quick or whether it's going to be sitting there for a couple of years. And everybody's been down both those roads. So it's a big investment. But if you didn't do it, if the city didn't do it, the county didn't do it, the co-op wasn't involved with it, who's going to do it? Who would create the opportunity?
Well, thankfully, right now we have plenty of buildings available in York County, but they're getting snapped up. The co-op never really gets involved in building a building.
Right.
We've done the industrial park, and we help get sites ready, but we've never put our money into building a building. We help the county with some stuff, with a spec building, but we don't ever put our members' dollars into a spec building.
Well, the beauty of the spec buildings that are built by the county and the city is that money, when they sell it, they take that money and turn it right back in to another project, which is how we keep that ball rolling. Well, Paul Basher, you've done good. You've done very well. You passed, interview 101.
101, thank you. And I'll buy your lunch.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you are with Founders. Our thanks as well to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, tomorrow, Dr. Greg Rutherford, talk about champions. He's a pretty good guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, president
great
of York
guy.
Technical College is going to be here with us tomorrow on our Straight Talk program. Okay, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Okay, now, all right, here's your opportunity. There's only one way to do it, and it's in these white letters, right? The magical formula here at Substation. At the count of three, we all do it together. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.